and my money and everything I need, I sacrifice for your sake. I sacrifice for your honor. And I want with you, I want the whole world to listen to my call. So repeat with me. Repeat with me. One word after another. Messenger of Allah. I sacrifice for you, Messenger of Allah, with my blood and with my mother and my father and with my parents and with my children and everything I have, all my money and everything given to me by God. I will sacrifice all of this for you, for the sake of your dignity, for the sake of your honor, for the sake of your family and for the sake of your dignity. In this way, my dear brothers and sisters, the whole world must understand the truth of our relationship with our Prophet, the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him. Some people until now haven't realized the level of this insult of the Messenger of Allah after displaying some of the scenes of this insulting movie. They backstabbed this person. They backstabbed his faith. They have backstabbed his Quran. They have stabbed his wives. They have stabbed his life and his Islam. And this happened only in 12 minutes of video. Now, if the whole movie of 2 hours is displayed, what will the results be? Yes, if the dignity of the faithful person is more valuable than Al-Kaaba, what can we say if this faithful person is Muhammad, son of Abdullah, may peace be upon him? We are here in order to announce our rejection, declare our rejection, and we are here to announce the beginning of the movement which must continue in order to achieve certain goals, the least goals until the highest goals. First of all, to put a stop to the broadcasting or the uploading of the insulting scenes on the internet and to hold the producers accountable. Second of all, the other aim is to prevent the complete broadcast of the full film by the Americans. Number three, we must close the door completely to any possibility to insult our Prophet and our Messenger and our Quran and our sanctities. And so we call, because this issue concerns all the Muslims in all Muslim countries, we call on everyone to form groups, to form intellectual movements, working groups, to think and to see how we can achieve these three goals. I don't want to repeat what I said yesterday. However, it is enough to mention, for example, regarding the first goal or the first aim, every government and every state must close down the websites which are uploading and broadcasting these scenes, and people in the whole world, especially the Muslims, must boycott these websites, these internet websites which insist on uploading and displaying these insulting scenes. And the second goal, America must understand, America, which is protesting and is saying that there is freedom of expression, the United States of America must understand that broadcasting the whole film, the full 2 hours, will have very dangerous repercussions, very, very dangerous repercussions throughout the world. And on the level of the third goal, or with respect to the third goal, all of our peoples and all of our governments must put pressure on the international community in order to issue an international resolution and national laws throughout the world which incriminate the insulting of the three main religions, Christianity, Muslim, Islam, and Judaism, and incriminate insults to Abraham and Jesus and Muhammad and Moses. May peace be upon them all. The Islamic Ummah and the Islamic leaders, or the leaders of the Islamic world, if they do not carry out this mission, this means that there is a big shortcoming towards the Prophet, towards the Messenger of Allah, and this means that the door will be kept open for future films and future insults. And we don't know where this will lead us to. My dear brothers and sisters, our fists today will not be something simple, will not be an expression of rage only. What we are seeing is the beginning of a serious movement which must continue. It must continue on the level of the whole Ummah in order to defend the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him. And what happened over these past 2 days must assure and must prove to all the Muslims that they should cooperate and they should become close to one another, and they must show unity in order to achieve the common goals, even if there are disagreements in some certain issues here or there. And what happened over the past few days must assure us that there must be vigilance amongst Muslims and Christians, and there must be a great insistence on coexistence and understanding the enemy and focusing our anger towards the real enemy. Nobody must enter into sedition. Nobody should fall into this trap of sedition. This is our responsibility. This is the responsibility of us all. Today, I will only make these statements and I express my appreciation. I'd like to tell you that God will reward you greatly, and your stance, your position today is very important, very valuable for the Messenger of Allah. You are the honorable people. You are the people who live up to the expectations of Abi Abdullah Imam Hussein, may peace be upon him. Let the whole world know that these crowds which we are witness on the 10th day of Ashura, and all of this perseverance and this solidarity, this is in defense of the grandson of the Prophet. When we gather on the 10th day of Ashura and when we shout, we answer your call, Imam Hussein. When we stand on the 10th day of Muharram, on Ashura, and when we raise our voices against the whole world, and when we say that you put me in front of a choice, humiliation or martyrdom, crowds chanting, we do not accept to be humiliated. We tell them that this great Imam is the grandson of the Prophet, of the Messenger of Allah. What Hussein has and what happened in Karbala and the family and the friends of the Prophet and the Ummah of the Prophet, all of this came from this great Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. So, for this reason, nobody should imagine or even think that this battle or this confrontation can lead to forgiveness, or we can jump over this confrontation. And as we said before, we say again, O you Prophet, O you Messenger of Allah, we sacrifice ourselves and our blood, we sacrifice our mothers and our fathers, we sacrifice our family and our children, we sacrifice all our money, and we sacrifice everything given to us by God, our blood and our souls and our children and our lives are there ready to sacrifice when it comes to the dignity and honor of the Messenger of Allah and the family of the Messenger of Allah and the honor of the Messenger of Allah. And Allah bears witness to what we say. And the blood of our martyrs also bears witness. And the wounds of our wounded also bear witness. And our demolished homes also bear witness. As long as we still have blood running through our veins, we will not be silent. We will not be silent to the insulting of our Prophet. And the voices will continue to be raised high. We answer your call, O your Messenger of Allah.
بوركتم عظم الله أجوركم في هذا الولاء الكبير وفي هذا الحب الكبير لله.
We just heard the live speech made by Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, the Secretary General of the Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah. This was actually a surprise speech he made. We didn't have any information beforehand that Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah is planning to make a speech in front of these protesters here, but he suddenly appeared among the protesters and delivered a short speech there. Of course, his main speech in reaction to the blasphemous film against Islam was made yesterday. And in this short speech that he made right now, he said that he's come here to thank in person the people and the political parties who've come out today in southern Lebanon, in southern Beirut, in the capital Lebanon, to take part in these rallies. He quoted a verse from the Quran saying that those who harm the Messenger of Allah will be punished by Allah. He said, we are ready to sacrifice our lives for Prophet Muhammad, his honor and dignity, making that a major slogan of the protest taking place today. He also said the world must realize how much Muslims respect the Prophet and are concerned about this assault on his dignity. He said some people haven't yet realized the extent of disrespect and insult that is in this 12-minute video clip. He said that we've come out to declare our rejection and announce the beginning of a movement to put a stop to the broadcasting and uploading of this film on the internet. He actually pointed out that three steps are important to be taken immediately. The first one, again, is to stop the video sharing website that has this film on it from uploading it and from broadcasting it. He said that we want to prevent the full broadcast of the two-hour film as well. We must promote, he said as well, laws to punish those responsible for this and similar crimes. He said that every government now has a task to close down the websites that are broadcasting the films, and one important step that Muslims should take right now is to boycott these websites that are refusing to take the film down. He said that the US must understand that broadcasting the whole film will have very dangerous repercussions throughout the world. So a grave warning there on the possible broadcast of the entire film. He said that all of our governments must pressure the international community to issue laws that criminalize insults to the three main religions, not just Islam, but also Christianity and Judaism. He said that the Islamic communities and leaders would have committed a major shortcoming if they refused to do this, and this would only pave the way for similar moves against Islam. Our correspondent Mariam Saleh with us now.